All right, so yeah, what's possible in observability when we have frame pointers is kind of the talk. But let's start out with like a kind of like actual use case of observability, right? So we have these workloads. We can like graph the CPU cores, and we can see some things happening, and we might be wondering what's actually happening in at these spikes, right? And we can use profiling, I guess, to figure out what happens at these individual spikes, just to like understand, okay, like in this scenario, this was happening, in another scenario, or like at another time, something else happened. We can like get profiles manually and compare them, or we do something called continuous profiling, where we just like all the time